Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. Avera Health has had only one CEO since its inception, though it's worth noting the organizations that preceded it go back more than a century. John Porter held the helm for 44 years. Now a new leader steps into the role as Porter retires. Bob Sutton has been named Avera's new president and CEO. He most recently served as Avera Executive Vice President of Human Resources, but his leadership experience spans decades and includes his work as President of the South Dakota Board of Regents, the Bush Foundation, South Dakota Advisory Committee, and South Dakota Housing Development Authority Board, and much more. He's with me now in STPB's studio at the University of Sioux Falls. And Bob Sutton, welcome. Thanks for being here.
Good afternoon. Thank you for having me.
And we were talking before we got on air about some of our connections with McKinnon Hospital and what the go back before Avera. I was a candy striper there when I was maybe 14 years old. And you were born there.
I was born there. and every time I set foot in there, I think, I wish I could find what the room was that my mom delivered me. I want to find this place. But yes, a absolutely fantastic facility. And in many ways, thanks to folks like you who have a long history serving as a volunteer and the folks that have worked there, Avera McKinnon is a fantastic place.
I delivered flowers to patients, which was the best volunteer job of all, right? You just get to make people
happy.
Made
everybody happy all the time.
Just brought the smile into the room. Why did you want to throw your hat in the ring? Because you could have stayed where you're at. This was a nationwide search for the new CEO. What were some of your initial thoughts when you heard about the retirement of John Porter?
Well, my affiliation with Avera goes back several years when I started as a board member and was asked to serve on the board for the health system and really had a chance to take a look at the organization and learn about the organization and see the passion, the compassion of the folks that work there, but the engagement of the sisters and the board of directors and how the values of the organization just came through so clearly for people that were involved, that worked there and that volunteered there. So it was at that time that as I learned more about Avera, and then about 5.5 years ago, I actually had an opportunity and took that opportunity to go to work at Avera, that you can't be around this culture and around the people that make Avera what it is today without saying, it isn't a question of why would you want to throw your hat in the ring. The question would be, why wouldn't you want to lead this organization? And certainly John's departure after 4.5 decades is impactful. and there's a lot of people saying, this is a big change. The only CEO we've known as a system is leaving. Sure, there are challenges, and sure, those are big shoes to fill. And his legacy is intact. There's no question, and it has been cemented. But why not? Who would not want to lead an organization that has the core values that this organization has and that represents an over 100-year history of providing care to people who need care throughout our rural footprint?
This is a competitive industry. It's a time in America where healthcare takes a lot of shots just for being healthcare, whether it's fair or not, and some of them are fair. Costs are rising. You have 17,000 employees plus. There's a whole lot of pressure that goes with taking the helm of Avera at this particular time in history. But it goes back to those values then. Is that how you take on a role like this? By those foundational principles?
Absolutely. You know, when I think about Avera, I think about the mission, and the mission is the foundation and fundamental core of who we are as an organization. There's never a doubt about that. And those 17,000 people that you talk about, so many of them express that and show that in what they do every day. Those by the bedside show that. Those that are in other HR, for example, other roles that may not have direct contact with patients and families, it just comes through in our finance department, in our IT department, even in our marketing department. Those things come through, and it's important. Competition is not ever going to go away in healthcare. And certainly you talk about those things that shots may be taken at healthcare. The thing is, we work in an industry, and I can say this because Avera is such a fundamental part of who I am, but we meet people where they don't want to be. And we take that a step further because that's where Jesus met people. We're a ministry rooted in the gospel, and we meet people where they don't want to be. Other than OB, where people are celebrating the joy of a brand new baby, there are very few places that people say, oh, I really want to go have this procedure done, or I really want to go see, I'm concerned about this. Taking care of patients and your clients and your customers in a setting where they don't want to be takes even more emphasis. It's competitive, yes, but you've got to focus on customer service and people skills and social skills and make people feel comfortable that you're going to provide them hospitality and that you're going to be compassionate in the care that you give them and you're going to never waver in providing them quality care. And that's what Avera is built on.
What's next for the organization? We talk about John Porter in those 44 years, but he certainly is not, you know, he hasn't been the only guy in charge there, you know, by any measure, although, as you said, his legacy is intact. How do you step into those shoes and then say there's potential to see things that maybe he saw, maybe he didn't see, but either way, you're the one who gets to take the next step forward? What is that next step forward for Avera?
Well, I know for sure that prior to 2 weeks ago today, when this has really been publicly announced, I used to sleep more. So that's our, I'm starting to think about those things. It just happens to come to me at 3 o'clock in the morning. So I'm trying to figure out how to get through all of that. But I think there are a lot of things. There's no question that the core of the organization is there and the foundation is there. There are things we have changed as an organization, certainly over John's 44 years here, but the pace at which change is occurring in the delivery of healthcare is rapid right now. And it's, if we're not innovative, creative, and cutting edge with technology, we're not going to be able to keep up. The things that we will continue to emphasize and talk about is how we deliver care to one of the most rural parts of the country. We serve a population base of approximately 1 million people in our footprint that is in a 5-state area, but very rural, with Sioux Falls obviously being the largest population center in that footprint. We have to continue to deliver care to folks that are in those more rural and remote areas. How do we do that? We provide it through, in many cases, through technology. Our e-care and delivery of telemedicine program, that platform is the most robust rural telemedicine system in the world. And it goes well beyond our footprint because so many people have said that's the kind of care we want to be able to deliver. We'll have people on the ground where we have to have people on the ground, but we'll be able to provide care from remote places to provide top shelf quality care where people just wouldn't have access. And access is very important in our ministry.
Right. Jump forward 5 years, 10 years. What do you think the future holds? Go that far out.
Well, that's where we need to be thinking. There's no question. And actually, we will be just had a meeting this morning where we sat down to talk about putting together what our strategic vision is for that period of time. We need to be talking about where we're going. The things that are working for us now may not even be on the radar 5 years from now. We maybe have moved beyond that. So we need to be talking and thinking more strategically. And we've got a really great group of people that are ready for that. And so I think the things we will be talking about 5 years from now is how we're reimbursed for care. For many, many years, the healthcare system has been reimbursed. When you show up at a hospital or you show up for care, you're there, we take care of you, and we get paid for taking care of you. The shift has occurred in healthcare, and we'll see the effects of it certainly 5 years from now, but even more 10 years from now, where if we're providing quality preventative care, that we're making sure that we're doing everything we can to help manage your health care, to keep you from coming to our facilities, to keep you in some cases from having to go into situations which are higher cost. The reimbursement models are actually better, and it's less expensive for the patient if we can deliver care in that way. That's a big shift, and we're in the middle of it. We just want to make sure people take care of themselves and are well. We don't have hospital readmissions. We don't have things that bring people back to our facilities two or three or four times when we should be able to address it, that they may be there once, but we give them a great care plan and we follow through with them and they work with us and we make sure we're not seeing them over and over.
Does that mean a shift for the public or for the patients and their families in who you are? And why I'm going there. Like, I might want to not go see the doctor, but now maybe I do. I have to think about healthcare in a different way in order to make that shift with you.
There's no question. And part of that is how care is delivered is still going to be driven by what the expectations are of the patients. And the expectations of the patients vary, just like the expectations of different generations vary on a lot of things today. I happened to be somewhere yesterday, and I happen to be a person who uses, still to this day, that's how sort of antiquated I might be, but I use cash for a lot of things that I use cash for. I am amazed, but it's still the way it is, that you walk up to pay for things at a coffee shop with your phone for $2.98 cup of latte. You just hold your phone up against something and it reads it and scans it and you pay that way. You use cards where cards would have, that's a shift that's occurred in the general public, and people have, and businesses have had to adapt to that. Medical care is going to be the same way. There's going to be different ways to deliver care, but it still has to be seen as delivering quality care at an affordable price and in a compassionate manner. And that's how the consumer and that's how the patient has to see it. Because if it's not delivered that way, they will find that type of care somewhere else.
Bob Sutton is the new president and CEO of Avera Health. I hope this is a first of many conversations with you. Thanks for stopping by.
Thank you for having me, and I look forward to being back.